how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
Hey, it is time for us, those weekend golf guys. I'm John Ashton. Top 100 teacher Jeff Smith, conspicuous by his absence. We have no idea where he is, but I'm sure he'll show up eventually. We do have a guest. We have not left the other chair totally empty, but Ron Sullivan is with us, a repeat guest here on Those Weekend Golf Guys. Yeah, he came here about a year ago to tout something that he was starting, and now he is back to regale us with how wonderful it works. And Ron, how are you, man? And thanks for coming back to Those Weekend Golf Guys.
Thank you. It's great to see you. Appreciate you having me back.
Yeah. Pro Tips Golf. Now, when we heard about it last year, we said, hey, this is a pretty cool idea. And I guess everybody else agrees with us.
Thank goodness. Every now and then I have a good idea, and I've used it up for the year.
Rest on your laurels, man. This is good enough to hold over for a couple of years, you know.
You know, and after playing golf 50 years, just thought that it was always nice to have some local knowledge at your fingertips. And that's what developed the first part of this product, where the pro or the general manager or greenskeeper at the course gives tips on what's the best way to play this hole. We've added live chat, real-time chat that golfers can talk to each other while they're on the course, or the clubhouse can chime in, or someone sitting at home wishing they were on the golf course can chime in. So that's a nice little feature. So we're taking that and adding it to all of our current and future courses.
Fantastic. So it's a free app, free to use. Free app for the golf courses to have too, right? To offer.
Yes, free for the golf courses, free for the golfer. And it's a web app, so you don't have to go to an app store or download anything.
Oh, okay.
You just scan the QR code at the counter or on the golf cart and you're ready to go. And when you want to chat, you just put in your name in the guest column and no emails or anything if you don't want to, and just start chatting.
So, fantastic. Yeah. It works. We played Sunday with a gentleman we did not know. We played at a place, Old Capitol Club in Corydon, Indiana. He had never played the course before.
Oh.
And we had only been there once or twice. His question always was, where do I go?
Right. Right.
And, you know, we were like, well, I think that's the green we're headed to over there, that flag over there. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it's a dog leg to the left. That must be where we're going. There were some blind holes where they were dog legs, but severe dog legs, and you couldn't see the green from the tee. Mm-hmm. And it would be great if we weren't there and had none of that local knowledge. He would have been sunk.
And so what I tried to do was, first of all, we have it in audio form. So you don't have to stare at your phone.
Right.
You just click the button on that hole. And it could be 30, 40 seconds of, here's what to do on this hole, or here's what to know. Mm-hmm. And it might be, you know, yes, it's a par five. Yes, it's, you know, 543 yards. But more importantly, don't hit too far to the right if you're in the rough, because there's a branch that sticks out. And your second shot will require a low six iron, which means you're not going to hold the green.
Right.
So don't go too far right. And oh, by the way, after 2 o'clock, this green dries out because of the way the sun hits it. So if you're hitting a seven iron or less into the, or more into the green, it's not going to hold.
Right.
You know, things like that, that yeah. A, help speed up play, help you play a little better. So the golfer's happy, the course is happy because play moves along a little better. Mm-hmm.
And guys behind you are happy.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And they're not getting on your live chat saying, why are you so slow? So, No, that was really our, you know, there's a ton of apps out there for golf. A lot of them are the overhead view or the flyover, which is great. You get to see, but you don't know that, don't even think about cutting this corner because it all runs downhill and you will be in the water. So you're not going to benefit. So things like that local knowledge that if you had the caddy or the local pro with you would be telling you before you even tee off. Well, that's what we try to do, get that information and make it really usable for the golfer.
Yeah, because it's like having a caddy where he says, you know, you want to hit it over here, but you don't want to because the fairway slopes right to left. So don't go too far left or you'll be way in the gunch over there.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So that's what we tried to make a little different and very useful and user friendly. And then, of course, by adding the live chat, it just kind of added to it. And then we have 32 funny audio clips at the bottom of it. And it's all on one page. You just scroll up and down on your phone.
Okay.
So if somebody, you know, makes a putt, you might hear Jerry, they can click a button. It's Jerry Maguire, you know, show me the money or things that keep them interested in using it between clicking on the hole and listening or chatting, or again, using the humorous little things down below that you can mess with your buddies with.
So. Yeah.
Or, that's what we try to do.
Or text your own or chat your own little humorous things
and hope
that everybody else accepts it as being a humorous thing also.
Yeah, that's right. Let's not start any fights. Let's just keep it. Yeah.
Because I've got one of those apps that you're referring to that I use when I play, you know, the GPS app that gives you all the yardages and stuff. But the one thing I hate about it is when you go to put your score in at the end of the round, it always pops up and says, are you sure you want to save the score?
Yeah, that's right.
What are you trying to say?
Instead of saving your score, here's the number to lessons. Call Jeff Smith. Not that he'll answer your text, but you know, he might respond to you.
Yeah. If he's in the area. Now we know he's traveling and he was headed back home today. So and you know what Florida's like. You know, you can go vast expanses without any cell service whatsoever.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So,
you know, the places I hit my golf balls, there's no cell service.
That's our favorite golf course that we like to play as often as we can is the, it's called Chariot Run. It's out in Elizabeth, Indiana, and it's the golf course associated with Caesar's Casino.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Indiana, and it's a links course, but it's about 20 miles away from the casino, and it's in a very small town, farm village, basically in Indiana. This is how far they had to go away to get the land to build a golf course. But cell service is very suspect.
Okay.
So whenever I go, I go, hon, I'm going to be at the golf course for about 5.5 hours. Don't even try to call me.
Yeah, that's right. Don't even try. Yeah.
And so far she's buying it, so you know we're cool.
Just tell her you always play there. Always. That's where we always go.
It's the only place we go.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
But pro tips golf is a great thing. And how long did this germinate in your head before it actually came to fruition, man?
You know, I would say it took about 6 months once I had the idea to really say, let's make this as user-friendly and useful as possible. So we got rid of a lot of stuff. We could have done GPS.
Yeah.
We could have done, you know, the flyovers. We could have done the yardage. We had an automatic scorekeeper at first. We were finding that it just wasn't getting used enough. So I wanted to put something there in its place for it to be more enjoyable for the golfer. That's why we added the live chat. And so we took some time. We went at a slow pace to make sure that when we did this, we didn't have 500 golf courses with what we figured out was probably not the right things on it. So we took our time and now we're going to go full speed ahead because we know that we have three features, meaning the chat, the audio pro tips and the funny audio clips that golfers really seem to like, and they stay engaged on it for 3-4 hours. So now we're going to go full speed ahead, knowing that we've got the three right components.
You were talking earlier too, with the first time we spoke about having either the
and again, any golf course that wants us to do this, they can just.
I've got
can you hear me?
Yeah. You still here?
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Where did it leave off? Sorry.
I was just starting to ask a question. when we first spoke, you said something about you're going to either have the golf pro or the superintendent or one of the big players at the course. Mm-hmm. Have you found that one person can do all 18 holes, or do you split it up between different people, or how's that work for the
team? Yeah. And so what we've done is we ask, who's the best person to really give us good, insightful information? Again, don't give us this is number four, it's a par four and it's 386 yards.
Right.
Give us the stuff that nobody knows.
Yeah.
And we have a form, an online form that we send them, and they just type out maybe five or six sentences on a hole.
Okay.
Send it to us. That's what we turn into an audio clip.
Oh, okay.
You know, we like turn it into a voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
And so usually it's one person
okay.
that can provide really good information.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So we make it easy.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you get it. The pro wouldn't know because the pro at the club doesn't get to play the holes very often.
No, that's right. Yeah. They're too busy doing other things. Sometimes it's the groundskeeper. Sometimes it's, you know, the owner or the manager. Yeah, that's right. Sometimes it's a club champion.
Yeah. That'd be good because a club champion obviously knows how to play
it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And effectively.
So whoever they think, you know, it's not for us to decide. Whoever they think is the best person to provide the most useful information that, again, mm-hmm. helps the golfer play better and helps the golfer play faster, mm-hmm. which in turn helps the golf course.
Yes.
So that's who we want doing it.
Get more people being happy and more people coming back and more people playing. It's the way it works.
Right. And, you know, we do everything. We do all the work and it's ready to go when we send them the QR codes and the link and it's ready to go. So, and any golf course that wants it, they just can contact us and, or any golfer that says, I'd love my course to have this.
Yeah.
They can do the same, contact us. And if we haven't built it yet, we'll be happy to. And then we just get three or four local companies to support it with a small ad mm-hmm. for a yearly fee. And it's, so again, they're getting 30 to 50,000 golfers a year, you know, the average golf course. Yeah. So they're getting a lot of exposure. And again, it's just for a lot of businesses, being in front of the golfer is a really good customer demographic to be in front of.
So we go
after those businesses that, you know, a realtor or a landscaper or maybe a financial advisor, people that are generally, you know, golfers is a prime candidate
for the Mercedes dealership or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Ron Sullivan, Pro Tips Golf, man. If it's at the course, there'll be a QR code. If it's not at the course, tell your guys behind the counter.
That's right. Hey, all of us.
Call these dudes, man, because it's free and I want to use it.
ProTipsGolf.com. Pretty simple.
There you go. Ron Sullivan. Hang out with us. We'll be right back. You know, guys don't ever want to admit to any of this, but do you know that 52% of men over 40 experience some form of erectile dysfunction? But like many other health problems, no one wants to talk about it or take up the hours of your day to deal with it. That's why you need to check out Hims. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing simple and convenient access to science-backed treatments for erectile dysfunction, for hair loss, for weight loss, and a whole lot more too. And the entire process is 100% online, so you can get a new routine of improving your overall health faster. You start your free online visit today at hims.com/golfguys. That's hims.com/golfguys for your personalized treatment options. hims.com/golfguys. Now, prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See hims.com/golfguys for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Prices vary based on product and subscription plan.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John Lefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are Those Weekend Golf Guys. I'm John Ashton. Jeff Smith still in the hinterlands of Florida somewhere. Ron Sullivan is still with us. And Ron, you mentioned that you've been playing golf since you were 9 years old.
30th anniversary of my 20th year playing golf.
Yeah. Right. There you go. Yeah. So by now you must be like very good.
I think I used up my last good shot in 1998. so now I just go out and play. You know, I played high school golf, and I really used to take it a lot more serious, and probably got down to maybe an 8 handicap at one point. I don't know. But you know, now it's more about who am I playing with? Just go out and have fun. That's the great part about golf. As you age and your priorities and you get a little smarter on who you want to be around. Golf is a great way to, hopefully your game grows in a way where you appreciate the game more than the score.
Yeah, so, exactly. So, yeah. In fact, Jeff has given a lot of tips about playing without score. You know, don't keep stroke score, but keep score of how many good shots you hit. You know, also the thing we were doing the other day is keep score about how many balls you find as opposed to how many balls you lose.
That's right. Yeah. Was it a net gain or loss?
Yeah. I mean, if you find 5 and only lose 2, then you're 3 under for the day. You know,
and you know, there's times where you just want to maybe just go out and work on one thing. I'm going to have no more than 18 putts today. And if I can 2 putt every green and not, you know, that's a victory. And so if you can do things like that, and again, enjoy the game, enjoy who you're with. My God, the score is incidental.
It is. Especially, I mean, you're outdoors. It's a great day.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, we were playing, like I mentioned earlier, playing with a guy on Sunday last who never took a practice shot, never set up. I didn't understand what he was doing, but he said, I know I have a finite amount of good swings and I don't want to waste one on a practice swing.
Yeah.
I said, okay.
Yeah, I don't want to use them up on a practice swing.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't think I can do that. Now, I don't take a full practice swing. You know, some guys I've played with, they're taking 3 and 4 swings.
Yeah, that's...
And you're going, my God, he shot 300 by the time he swung that many times.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll do just enough to feel like, is my grip right? Maybe a half back swing.
Yeah.
Just enough to start the groove of it. And
exactly. I mean, I have a pre-shot routine. Jeff had knocked that into my head, a pre-shot routine, the same way. Every time, every shot, you know, I always make sure the ball's in the right place, make sure the club head is in the right place. My head is in the right place and then go for it. You know, so
to me, the best thing that I wish I could remember who drilled this into my head might've been my dad, but I was always, you know, you're on a tee and you see this wide open fairway and you think, how could I miss this fairway?
Mm-hmm.
But somehow you'd miss a fairway that's 70 yards wide.
Let me count
and
the
it
ways.
Would be because you look down there and you think you're lined up.
Yeah.
But the best thing is to stand about 8 feet behind the ball and pick your spot about a foot in front of your ball, whether that's a putt or an iron, especially a short iron.
Yep.
And stare at that and then sit up and that's your target. Don't look up anymore.
A lot of times I will find when I do that, like if I'll set up to the ball and then realize that I hadn't done that yet, I will do that and then realize how far off I was the first time.
Yeah.
Thinking that I was aimed where I was supposed to be aimed, but so far off when you actually do it correctly, you go, oh, I'm glad I took that extra 30 seconds.
Yeah. You know? I remember doing that with my boys when they were starting to play, where, you know, everything was going to the right and they're going, you know, what am I doing wrong? Mm-hmm. So finally you say right before they swing, stop, don't move. And you put the club down along their toes. Mm-hmm. You say, now come back here and look. And it's, you know,
right
towards the woods on the right. And yeah, you don't feel it. And then when they do line up properly, they feel like they're so far left, because in their brain, that's not how to set up. But then eventually, yeah, and that's where that picking a spot in front of me really helped out.
Yes, it did.
Because my feet would follow my eyes instead of this wide open area, yeah, in front of me. So
yeah. Yeah, in fact,
it's all stuff that whatever it's like putting, it's like putting, you know, there's no right or wrong way if it's the right way for you.
Yeah.
So
exactly. If it works, you know, if it ain't right, broke, don't fix it. But
I'm still looking for that one that works.
Yeah. You're not one of those guys with 32 putters in an old bag in the garage, are you?
No, I have one at a time. And believe me, that's enough most of the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's plenty. Actually, the first words that my oldest son, my firstborn, ever heard on this earth was, "Don't putt like me," when the doctor handed him to me. Swear to God, that's true. And that's the first thing he heard. He actually told that story at his high school golf banquet, that was the first word. And luckily he doesn't.
So. I was going to say, if he's speaking at the banquet, obviously he took that to heart. So it's pretty cool. So did the kids play well?
I mean, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Thank goodness he doesn't.
Yeah. So, but you live in South Carolina, man, which is like Mecca for golf.
It is. It's the, I don't know if it's officially the golf capital of the world, but the Chamber of Commerce likes to call it that. And
who are we to argue with them?
Even when golf went through a little bit of a lull the last decade, we didn't lose a lot of courses, maybe a handful. Mm-hmm. Still have, I would think, I'm down Pawleys Island area, and I would think I could be at one of 60 golf courses within probably 45 minutes in any direction.
Yeah.
So, and then this year is the first year, the Myrtle Beach Classic. It's actually a PGA sanctioned event that's, I think, next week up at the Dunes Club.
Very
so,
cool.
So that's kind of nice for the area. You would think an area like that would have had that a long
you would
time
think
ago.
So. Yeah. Well, they probably just couldn't decide what club to do it at.
Yeah, that's right. So many choices.
Way too many. I mean, I've played in Myrtle Beach. I hit a shot out of bounds.
And I believe I heard Kiowa Island is having a tournament in the next couple of years.
Yeah. They had the U.S. Open at the Ocean Course there, didn't they, a couple of years ago? At Kiowa?
That's right. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep. And Ryder Cup, I think, at one point.
Yeah, I would not doubt it. But that's a course that's impossible to play.
Oh yeah.
Cause the wind is, you know, like it says, it's an onshore wind. Well, of course it's an island. All the winds are onshore,
exactly.
No matter where they're coming from.
Yeah. It's always windy. It's just a matter of how windy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is like, let's go to Scotland without the snow.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same. I mean, the same, basic layout, still got that heather.
Yeah.
And that course we mentioned earlier too, the Chariot Run course, it's a links course and they've, you know, no trees, but lots of heather. And, mm-hmm. and they'll tell you, they say, if you hit a ball into the heather, if you want to, you can go in, you won't find your ball. You'll find a ball, but it won't be yours.
Yeah.
Because there's just so many of them in
you'll
there.
Find one.
Yeah. You'll find one. You may trip on it or whatever, but that stuff is just, and that 3 minute rule. I mean, they might as well just say, "Hey, give it up."
Yeah.
You know, you can't find a ball in 3 minutes in that
stuff. God knows what else you could find in there. Who was it? Jeff Foxworthy used to say, you know, your grass is high when you go out and you cut your grass and you find a car. That's probably what you can find in the heather.
Yeah. And we had to also school the guy we were playing with. Now he had been one of those guys that worked hard his entire life and had a lot of kids and didn't have any time for golf until the kids grew up. He was semi-retired and he decided, a friend of his said, "Hey, let's go play golf." Mm-hmm. And he played golf one time and got hooked.
That was it.
Just totally addicted to it.
Yeah.
And now he tries to play like 2-3 times a week if he can. Mm-hmm. We had to school him on the power of positive thinking, the troubles of negative thinking. Because he was, you know, he'd get over a water hole and he'd go, oh, I hate water holes. I just don't put it in the water. And you go, mm-hmm. No, man, no. Because your brain doesn't hear, don't.
That's right.
Yeah. Say, put it on the green. Yeah. Don't be negative about that.
Yep. Yeah. And it's hard to do. It is. I tell you, the game teaches you so many things about life.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's really, I remember interviewing somebody for a job that we ended up going golfing, and same thing. You can learn a lot about somebody on a golf course.
Oh, you definitely can.
You know, good, bad, and different. And it has nothing to do with your game.
Yeah, it doesn't build character, but it reveals it. But we tell people all the time, in fact, one of the things we do is we coach salespeople on how to use golf effectively in their business. And we tell them flat out that they're there to build a relationship. That's what playing the game is. You're going to have somebody who's going to get done, and they're either going to trust you and do business with you, or they're not going to trust you and never speak to you again when you're done. It depends. But
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Do it right, and you know, you should have a good customer from that point on. And you say, don't try to sell anything on the golf course, but bring a purchase order just in case.
That's right. Yeah, just in case. Yeah. And there's really no other sport that you can have that one-on-one conversation.
Oh,
and again, use somebody's, you know, their emotions, you know, the gamut. And after 4 hours, you should have a pretty good feel for what that person's all about.
And if they start throwing clubs, then you know that, you know, there may be a little volatility there you're going to have to deal with.
We might have to have them through HR before we hire them.
We've got more. Hopefully, Mr. Jeff Smith will turn up eventually. We'll be right back. We are those weekend golf guys. Need to hang out with us.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
We are back. Those weekend golf guys. And look who I found.
How about that?
Golf Magazine Top 100 instructor Jeff Smith is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Amen.
It's a small building.
Yeah.
It's a small building, let me tell you. I'm in like a little cockpit kind of a part of this building, and this one moves at like 85 miles an hour.
Oh, don't tell the state cops that.
Well, I'm also not telling that. But look, my wife doesn't listen to the show, so I can say what I'm driving.
Oh, man. So are you like leaving Florida and headed off to
I am leaving. I'm headed back. I'm headed to Indiana right now.
Okay.
I'm going home for a couple of weeks. And then I bust it to Flagstaff, Arizona.
All right.
And I'm going to do the cool thing. I'm going to ship my car and my golf teaching equipment.
Okay.
And I'm going to take some things with me and some things not. And I'm going to ship my car. Right. And what I found out is they won't let me be in it when they ship it. That's a no-go.
Otherwise called driving. Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, I was thinking about putting on one of those car carrier things, right? You know, you spend your money, you drive out, you know, you do it out there because I don't want to put the miles on the car, right, you know, and stay overnight in a hotel and all the gas and, you know, all the fast food that you'll eat on the road on the way, you know, it's like trying to not do that. Cause that's pretty much what's going to happen. Cause I'm driving out of Florida right now leaving Bonita Springs right now. And, heading up to Indiana. So anyway,
well, safe travels,
by the time the show airs, if my wife actually listened to the show, she'd know I was doing this.
Yeah.
But I'm surprising her.
And by the time it airs, you'll be back home in Indiana.
That's pretty much the case.
With apologies to, Gomer Pyle.
But, yes, Jim Nabors is, I'm not trying to step into Jim Nabors' shoes, believe me.
Gotcha. Hey, we just had, couple of segments with Ron Sullivan from Pro Tips Golf.
And I know that thing is so cool,
isn't it though? But the thing that
that
really gets it, and the thing that I think is so important, and maybe we should talk about in greater detail, is the benefit of local knowledge.
Oh yeah,
because how many times have you walked off of a golf course after playing it the first time, just saying, "I've got to come back because I know how to play it now."
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you get this little bit of information like, man, had I known that green falls off on that side, you know, the golf course, you know, maps, you know, that you could use and the GPS systems that are out there now, you know, they somewhat do that, but you really got to understand how severe something is. A lot of people don't know how to read those topographical maps that they do.
Yeah.
You know, there's a bunch of lines that are on there and a lot of people go, I don't know what that is. It's like a little ridge, dude.
Yeah.
The more of those little lines you see, the steeper that fall off is.
That's right. And like Ron was saying, there's little things like they have, you know, they have an expert at the course write out descriptions of each hole, much more in depth than, you know, 342 yard par four, dogleg left.
Exactly.
But, you know, things like with your tee shot, if it's on the right-hand side, you're going to have trouble getting through a tree to get to the green. That kind of stuff.
Oh, by
you
the
need
way,
to know that stuff.
Right. Like there's hellfire and damnation on the left side. Don't go there. Right. Keep your ball right. There's plenty of room over there.
Exactly. It's like having a caddy without having to tip the dude, you know?
Yeah. Right. Except you still got to rake your own bunkers and clean your own clubs and, well, you know, choose your own clubs, you know,
but hopefully you're familiar enough with what your clubs can do that you're able to do that. Don't let the ego get in the way when choosing your clubs, by the way.
Well, interestingly enough. So I played the other day, first time in a long time. I went and played. I played at a really cool golf course. And a place called Colusa Pines here in Naples, Florida. Let me tell you, everything about Naples, Florida is flat, flat, flat.
Okay.
Except Colusa Pines. Because they dug up an awful lot of dirt and they mounded it up and they built a whole lot of stuff and they moved it. So it wasn't like they just moved tees and greens and pushed them up. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. This entire piece of property was sculpted.
Wow.
And there are trees on it everywhere.
Okay.
And there's one tree that was out there that was somewhat one of the original trees left. And the guys tell me, the caddies tell me, he goes, see that tree right there? And he goes, that's pretty much the height of the ground that this whole property sat on. And it is literally the lowest sitting tree on the whole golf course.
Wow.
And like, oh, really? He goes, yeah, go stand next to the tree and go take a look around. And everything about it was rolling terrain. It just reeked of Pinehurst. Big, tall pine trees, lots of hills, ups and downs, every place. And it was a wonderful walk.
Fantastic.
Walking with caddies, you know, the best way to play golf in the whole wide world. You're having a good time talking to the people that are playing.
Right. Yeah.
And you got a caddy carrying the stuff. And it was every bit of that was wonderful. And I learned about this golf course. And man, let me tell you, I needed that caddy because that was the first time I played there. And he goes, dude, you're hitting the ball really good. He says, be careful here. I'm like, why? He goes, this pin is in a place where you can't stop ball. I don't care how good you are.
Okay.
He said, don't hit it at this flag. He says, no chance. There's 5 feet around that. He says, that's the biggest putt two pin I've ever seen. It's not a hit at pin. I'm like, okay, got it. So I fired it out there 15 feet left of the flag, and it stayed put. And I tried to putt it over there, and I had that thing just creeping toward the hole. It almost stopped in front of the hole, and it wound up creeping, and it never stopped. And I was chipping my next ball.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Missed it by that much. Huh?
That much. Yeah. I mean, literally, it almost stopped before it got to the hole. I tried to leave it short. It wouldn't stop.
Mm.
It kept on trickling.
And going faster, like, and faster and faster.
Yeah. It just, you know, like, okay, I got you. So he's like, yeah, I tried, you know, it's just one of those things. But I did manage to play pretty decent golf for a guy who doesn't play much, and on a really hard golf course. And I made 3 birdies during that round. And the guys are looking at me like, you're not playing golf? Like, nope. Right?
Yeah. Well, you know,
yep.
One man's not playing golf and another man's not playing golf aren't necessarily the same thing, Jeff. But
well, I get it. But I mean, literally, I'm not playing much golf at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I can tell you, though, you know, I'm hitting the ball decent, and I'm chipping okay and putting okay.
Well, cool.
So, you know, just okay. But, you know, to play there was a real treat. A real treat, I got to tell you. And having a caddy was great. So, you know, if you can't walk with a caddy, you know, use this thing this guy's got, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Use it, because you get on this and you get some pro, the local pro, telling you right there in this little book or this little, you know, online thing that you got.
It's an audio thing. Know, yeah.
It's an audio thing. It's telling you what to do. Listen to it, dude.
Yeah.
Because these people know what's going on. These locals, dude, they know it.
And a lot of times, instead of the club pro, because like you, the club pro doesn't get to play a whole lot of golf. They sometimes go, or more often will go, to the club champion.
Yeah.
Who obviously knows how to play the course.
Clearly.
Yes. And they'll get the tips on where to go, where to leave it, all that kind of stuff from him, which, or her, as the case may be. I don't want to be sexist here about the whole thing.
And honestly, that's actually a pretty good idea, because the AMs kind of respond to the club champions anyway. They instantly have respect for their game, and then they're looking at it like an AM talking to an AM.
Yeah.
You know, and they get that. So it's all good.
Yeah. And you know? And again, local knowledge cannot be beat. You know, caddies, that's one of the reasons why caddies are so good. Especially for courses you have never been to before, as is the case with Jeff last week, is the case. Every time I go to the Pete Dye course at French Lick, have to have the caddy, because I don't know where to go. You can't see anything on many Pete Dye courses from the tee box. you have no idea where to go. And half the time the caddy tells you where to hit the ball, and you look at him and you go, you got to be crazy. And they go, nope. Trust me.
Like, I don't know if I can trust you, dude.
Yeah. Trust them. Trust them.
Yeah.
But
the answer is, well, okay, you don't have to, but your next shot is not going to be a whole lot of fun.
That's right. I can tell you where to hit it. I just can't tell you how to. Okay. That's up to you. You're going to have to pull that through yourself. But if you ever get a chance to play with a caddy, it's well worth the money. That's all I'm going to say. I know some people have heard the show from a couple of weeks ago and said, obviously you were a little bit miffed that you hadn't gotten your new driver yet. Yes, with apologies to the listener and to PXG. I had not gotten my driver yet, but that situation has been rectified. And boy, am I going to tell you about it when we come right back. We are those Weekend Golf Guys. Hang with us here, okay?
If you're used to doing some business on the golf course, we have another group for you on Facebook. It's called the Back Nine Advisory Board. It's a bunch of people who just share ideas on how to do business better while playing golf.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island.
He's Sean LeFoot!
And he stole our crunch!
Quick, the zip line!
He's getting away!
Throw our last crunch berry!
No!
No one steals my crunch berries!
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch!
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Okay, so answer a question. You don't have to say it out loud. Just answer it truthfully to yourself. When you engage in sports betting, whether it be online or in person, do you use your head or your heart? See, way too few of us actually use our head because we're not really conversant with all the stats that we need to know in order to make an intelligent decision on who's going to win the game. It is sports season, summer sports season with Major League Baseball, golf, NBA, NHL playoffs. You need the stats, the latest stats, the latest news, scores, all available to follow your favorite teams on a website called Bet Online. You can get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. So head to the website today. Use your mobile device to get in on the action. It's Bet Online, where the game starts. Yes, we are back, those weekend golf guys. I am John Ashton. He is Golf Magazine Top 100 teacher Jeff Smith. I mentioned that, yes, PXG, I'll tell you the story real quick. I got fitted for it about a month ago. And
yep,
the new Black Ops driver. And it didn't come. And I was getting a little bit antsy. So I called PXG, talked to this wonderful guy named Mark Smith.
Good last name. This dude knows what he's doing.
He claims he's no relation. But
he's probably right.
But he's like, he took it upon himself.
I've heard of this guy. I don't want anything to do with him.
Yeah, he took it upon himself to find it. And about 2 days, well, I called him on a Friday, and on Monday afternoon, he called me and he said, John, I apologize. Because it was a comped club, and I pointed out, I said, no. It was not comped. It was traded. Because no one makes golf commercials like I do, period.
I bet he got a kick out of that.
He did. He laughed a little bit. And he's listened, and he thinks you hung the moon, man. And
well, I didn't.
No, but he thinks you're very sharp and he really likes the show. And he started following us on Facebook at facebook.com/golfguys. He signed up at the League of Extraordinarily Average Golfers. And
cool.
Yeah. And he really likes us. But anyhow, last Sunday I had the driver. It had been sitting in my living room for 4 days. And
were you caressing it?
Oh, I was caressing it. I even started swinging it, but you know what kind of damage you can do in a living room with a new driver.
I know what damage you can do with it. Yeah. That's for sure. I'm like, what are you doing? You got all kinds of time to places to ding that driver up. Are you kidding me? I figured you'd be Judge Smales in that thing all over the place, hugging it, rubbing it up against your face. I thought you'd be doing all that.
If I had it with me here, I'd hold it up to the camera and show you. There is only one space on this club face that has the mark of a golf ball. Only one.
Oh?
Yes.
Please tell me that it's in the middle.
Smack dab.
Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah. So take a picture of it. Stick it out there on the League of Extraordinary Golfers, right? Stick it out there and go, guess what, folks?
Yeah.
First swing of my new driver. Here it is.
The first swing, man, was on a par four, dogleg to the left.
Yep.
I probably hit it. You know, I'm not a big hitter. You know that. I'm not a long hitter. But I probably hit this 225. I cut the corner, wound up in the middle of the fairway. You know, and the best compliment I got, we were playing with a guy that we had met at the club. And about the 16th hole, I swung badly. Still hit it in the middle of the club face, but the swing wasn't where it should have been. And the ball wound up in the rough. And the best compliment I got all day was Johnny, the guy we were playing with, went, "Oh, my God, John, it's not in the middle of the fairway anymore." Because that's where all my drives were going. And I got to tell you that I didn't have any more than a 9-iron for my approach shots. So I was hitting it longer than I have hit it normally. And
wow.
If you get an opportunity... Hey. Get an opportunity to get one. You have to be fitted. You cannot buy one off the rack. They will not allow it. You have to be fitted.
It's forbidden.
Yes. Vetter Bolton.
Well, look, there's a good reason for that. And, you know, here's the thing. So many drivers are sold off the rack and the wrong guy picks the wrong driver. And then all of a sudden it doesn't work so well for him because he just reached in the rack and grabbed one. I want this one.
Yeah.
I want the 8-degree extra stiff, right? 65 grams extra stiff shaft. That's for me. Next thing you know, the guy can't get it off the ground, can't hit it out of a shadow. And then people aren't raving about the driver.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
But guess what? You get to go get a good club fitting and you order the driver by the specs. It shows up by the specs. And next thing you know, boom, baby.
Yep.
Because you got the right one.
That's it. And boom is the operative word there too. Boom.
Yeah.
So tell you what I want you to do. If you think you want one and you know you do, and you think you deserve one and you know you do, I want you to go to pxg.com/golfguys, make an appointment for a fitting. When you do that, you will get free shipping on anything you buy, whether it be the Black Ops driver, whether it be irons, whatever. PXG.com/golfguys. Do that for me, okay? Or do it for you. Don't do it for me. Do it for you. And then you too will find out that, you know, 13 out of 14 drives on your next round are going to be smack dab in the middle of the fairway.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Hey, John.
Yo.
Who makes clubs like they do?
Nobody. Period.
Love that.
But man, it is so much fun, first off, to know where it's going. And that pre-shot routine that we do, one of the things that we talked about too with Ron Sullivan a little earlier, is that he aims the same way I do, which is you stand behind the ball and you pick your target. And then you kind of extrapolate that target down to a spot about a foot in front of your ball and line up that way so you don't have to keep trying to think of where you are. And when you do, I did that one time without, I mean, I addressed the ball one time without doing that and then remembered that I hadn't aimed. So I stepped back and I did that. And I was probably about 12 degrees off prior to aiming. I would have hit it way to the right of where I needed to be. So.
I think it's impressive that you said about and 12 degrees in the same sentence. That's pretty good, dude. Look, most people when they're talking and they're about it, they're going to round, you're going to round number that. You know, I'm about 10 yards, 10 degrees off, right? No, not John. he goes about and then gets really specific.
I brought my protractor. I couldn't help it. I'm sorry.
It was about 12.2 degrees when I checked it last. Yeah. What's the loft on your driver? Well, funny you should ask. It's a 9.7 about.
It's 10.8 adjusted to 11.3.
Hey, what's the yardage, John? Well, it's 863 feet and 4 inches. I think.
But man, when you hit it longer and you're in the middle and not having to, you know, chomp out from the woods or anything like that, my pitching wedge and my sand wedge were getting a workout. And I was sticking some shots, man, sticking them. And
nice.
I don't think I had one
on the greens, right?
I had one three putt. Yeah, on the greens. Yeah, I had one
three putt. That's good, because a lot of times people stick them, they stick it right in the bunker.
Yeah. You know,
thing goes just splat. Like, man, I stuck that one. Yeah.
And now I'll never get it out of
you
there.
You did.
Yeah.
That's right. You did. It is stuck.
But no, man, it's a poor workman that quarrels with his tools. But man, when you have the right tools and you sat and listened to a guy like Jeff Smith, so you know how to use them, man, golf gets to be a lot more fun.
It does. It does.
Yeah. I mean, walking up and in fact, the guy we're playing with, he said, man, I wish I could do what you do. And I said, what's that? He said, walk up to the green with just a putter in my hand.
Hey, look, all you got to do is keep listening to the show. They'll pick up some stuff.
That's it. That's it. Check it out. Learn how to do it. And I have done it. A lot of people say, well, you get lessons from Jeff. No, I don't. We're far removed, geographically speaking. I've been at Jeff's studio 3-4 times, maybe max. I played one round of golf with him. No, two. But who's counting? But
well, you know, about two.
But yeah. I got to tell you that just listening to Jeff will get you much improved if you just pay attention.
Because get past the sarcasm.
Yeah. A lot of the stuff Jeff says is actionable, believe me. And all you have to do, like he said, get past the sarcasm, throw that out and listen to the good stuff, and you will be able to play much better. You'll hit it longer. You'll hit it farther. You'll hit it straighter. And you'll have a lot more fun the next time you go out to play some golf. Those Weekend Golf Guys has been sponsored by Bet Online, where the game starts.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.